So I know we all have been gathered here at the Feast of Tabernacles 2024 to re-energize ourselves, because God told us every year to come together, right? To come together, to worship Him, to honor Him, and to think about this wonderful plan that He has in place. This plan of a wonderful future with Him, this plan that gives us hope, that we can have faith in, that we can be excited about. But yet we have to go out back into the world each and every day and realize the kingdom has not yet come, right? We have a kingdom that is promised to us, that we can get excited about, that we live for, but it yet has not come. And so we have to face the society around us. We have to face the world around us. We have to face our own internal fears, our worries, our doubts, our concerns, knowing that Christ and God the Father are the answer to that through our faith and hope in them, right? I'm going to try to work this thing if it doesn't go the right direction. There we go. So you all heard the title of this Bible talk today. It's, are your fears holding your faith hostage? Are your fears holding your faith hostage? And you may say, well, I'm here today. Nothing's holding it hostage. There's nothing that's causing me issues right now. But I want you to think about that a little deeper than just on the surface level. Because God gave us a mind that's very complex. A mind that can think beyond just the surface level. A mind that can take things subconsciously, and we start to change who we are based on interactions or issues that we've had in the past. Fears or concerns that we have. And we start to change who we are. We just start to change who we are. And rather than living for tomorrow, what we've pictured here this week as we've rejoiced and we've gotten excited about this wonderful plan that God has given us, we start to cave to the fears, the anxieties, the worries, the things that Satan has put in front of us, understanding that if he can get us to worry, to fear, to have these anxieties, that it will slowly take over our life. Slowly take over our life, and we become less kingdom focused and more present day focused. Less kingdom focused and more present day focused. I want you to think about something real quick. When Christ talked about the model prayer, he said, "Hallowed be thy name." So praise God, right? Praise God and all he does. But first, focus that prayer on what? Thy kingdom come. So the first thing you should do is make sure your focus is not on give me this, give me that, I need this, I need that. Too often that's me. But rather saying, thy kingdom come, seeking first the kingdom of God, and everything else will fall into place, right? But yet so often we have things that come in front of that and we sit there and say, well, I can't get through this or I can't get through that. And we get loose focus on this wonderful plan. So God says, come here every year. Come to the Feast of Tabernacles. Let's focus on it again. You need it. You need your zeal to increase. You need your fire to increase. You need your passion to increase. You all probably know this, I'm hoping. This is Star Wars, not the new ones. I don't watch the new ones. They're a little too Disney for me now. Master Yoda, who's the wisest Jedi, and I'll do my best Master Yoda voice for you, said, fear is the path to the dark side. But what a wise comment that is. And that's a comment that aligns with what we're talking about today, because he knows once it comes into us, once that fear is set within us, we start to change who we are. And even though we don't realize it, we're making decisions based on making sure these things that maybe won't even happen, won't happen. And as we start to do that, we make bad decisions, bad choices. In this case, Anakin didn't want his wife to die in childbirth, so he goes to the dark side. Simple story, good versus evil. But so much of that is ingrained in our spiritual walk, our mental walk as we go through this life. Satan is attacking us mentally. All too often, physically, we sit there and we see things happen, and it does happen. We have a physical body. But so much of, as Mr. Martin talked about, is time. And as he focuses us away from time, focuses on the fears and anxieties, on the stresses, what will your children do tomorrow? Will your children succeed? Will they get married? Will they get married to the right person? Am I going to fit in at school? Am I going to fit in classes? Am I going to fit in at work? Am I going to lose my job? And we just sit there and we ponder and we think about things that we can't control. And yet God, Jesus Christ, say, focus on the kingdom. And if you look at the list underneath it, on that prayer, it's all the other stuff for today. Take care of my daily bread. Take care of this today. It's not sitting there saying, hey, I need this in 10 years, I need this in 15 years, I need this in 20 years. Take care of today. I want to be kingdom focused. This is a picture of a mean bear. You may have all came in contact with the bear this week. We have seen a couple. It's been beautiful. But I'm going to tell you a little story. When I was younger, probably 5 or 6, 7 or 8, I don't remember, I had a dream. And this isn't a crazy, profound dream. I'm not that smart. This is a dream about bears. And I had a dream that I was at my house in Ootewald, Tennessee. It's just 2 hours south of here. And somebody was mowing the wooded area behind my house. Now, that's impossible. I don't know why anybody's mowing trees. But they were mowing the wooded area behind my house, and all these bears started coming out of the woods. And I'm outside, of course. I'm a little kid. And I start running. I start taking off. These aren't teddy bears. These aren't fun-loving bears. These are vicious grizzly bears. These are bears that are going to attack me. And I go taking off to my house. And I get to the basement, and I go to open that door, and you can guess what happened. It's locked. And so I take off. I'm like, oh, well, I'll try the front door. And I run around to the front door. And I take off. And of course, you know, I'm 5 or 6 and the bears don't catch me. But I get to the front door and I turn the handle and it's locked. And so the genius I am, I run back to the basement to check the basement again and it's locked. And that dream goes on and on and on. And somehow those bears never catch me. But it scared me. And you know when you wake up from a dream like that and you think, this isn't real. I know this isn't real, but it felt so real to me. And for years, I had a fear of bears that was not healthy. We all should have some fear of bears, probably. Don't go pet one. But I had this fear of bears that prevented me from doing things that I eventually would love. Later, my dad wanted me to go to Teton National Challenger Camp. I was about 14. And I had all the excuses in the world. I don't have a backpack. I don't have shoes. I don't have all this. But deep down, subconsciously, the reason why I didn't want to go to Teton National Challenger Camp was because I was afraid of bears. And I was making decisions, missing opportunities, because I had a fear that I wasn't addressing. I had to face that fear, but I wasn't willing to do it. The next year, my dad wanted to start a backpacking trip with me and my brothers. And he said, we'll go to Joyce Kilmer. It's just south here in North Carolina. And I said, no, same story, right? I don't have the stuff. I don't have the backpack. I don't have this. My dad would have happily bought that stuff for me. And I said, no. But deep down, the reason why I wasn't going was I had this fear of bears. What I'm trying to get at is sometimes we don't even think about it. But yet there's something in our past or something we're thinking about in the future that we can't control that is keeping us from being the best that we can be. That you're missing out on opportunities. You're missing out on opportunities to serve God. You're missing out on opportunities to be the best individual to those around you because subconsciously you have not addressed the things that need to be addressed. I'm happy to say that I've been out west numerous times since then. I've been fishing in Yellowstone. Saw a grizzly this past year out there in Yellowstone and kept on fishing. So I have faced my fears a little bit, but that's what God has asked us to do. It's not that we as humans won't have fears. It's that we will face those fears. It's that we'll face those fears in hope and in faith that God and Jesus Christ will reveal themselves at the right moment. In Psalm 27:1, you can see it up there. You do not need to turn there. It says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" We are here at the Feast of Tabernacles in 2024 because we believe the Lord is our light and our salvation. Whom shall we fear? Whom shall we fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? You can see all the things that David said here in the Psalms, that his enemies just fell before him. He didn't have to worry about it. He wasn't sitting there saying, oh, God won't reveal himself. Maybe God won't show up this time. They were just falling. It just worked out for him. And he says at the end, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. That's why we're here. We seek to dwell in the house of the Lord. We can trust that it will come to pass. We can trust in God's plan to behold the beauty of the Lord, to inquire in his temple all the days of our life. So who do we need to fear? I truly believe young, old, middle, it's a problem facing society. We see all the problems with mental diseases facing society today, and people are seeking every solution possible, but yet God gives us the solution right in his book. And what is that? To focus on him, to draw near to him. And in Matthew 11:28, it says, come to me. Don't go to and fro. Don't go all over the place searching for answers. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Doesn't rest seem nice? Isn't that what we need? Isn't that what Mr. Martin talked about with time? All too often we say we don't have enough time. We feel that way. But Christ promises us rest. He promises us rest if we come to him and lay it at his feet. I want you all to do something real quick if I have time here. I want you to just hold out your arm. Hold out your arm like you have something in it. We're going to do this for a second. And as you do this, pretend, let's just imagine this is a fear, a worry, an anxiety. You can hold this for a while, right? You can hold this for a while. It's just your arm. There's nothing in it. There's no problem here. I can hold this. But you're having to maneuver around. It's kind of awkward, right? Try to talk to somebody with that. It's a little different. This is how it is when we have a fear or a worry or a doubt. We have one of them, right? And we're trying to maneuver around it, and we're holding this up, and it starts to weigh on your arm. Now act like something is filling that cup within your hand now. It's getting a little heavier as you add more fears and more anxieties, but you haven't relieved the first one, right? So you're still holding on to it. And your arm's starting to get a little tired. And we carry that burden. We carry that until we're almost sitting like a dam. And we have all these fears and these worries and these doubts built up behind us. And we're trying to still just let the good come out. But we haven't addressed anything behind. But yet God and Jesus Christ say, come to me. You can drop your hands. Come to me, those who are heavy laden. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. I will relieve that from you. I will give you peace. I will give you comfort. That's a promise. It's a promise to those that believe that Christ can give us peace because he gives us the victory. And we are here because he already has given us that victory. In John 14:27, it says, peace I leave with you. This is right when before Christ died. He says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives to you. Let your heart not be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Peace I give to you. How does he give you peace right now? How do you live with peace in a world that has no peace? Because you are not focused on today. You're focused on the kingdom. Can you do that? Can we focus every day on the kingdom dwelling within us? And that kingdom will give us peace and comfort, knowing that this is not the end result. That this is not the end goal. That Christ will relieve our burdens. He'll relieve our issues. He will give our burdens, take them away, and leave us with peace, comfort, sincerity. I want, here in the remaining time I have, a couple minutes, I want you to think about one thing. And I hope you take this away. I want you to think about all the stories in the Bible where someone showed faith. And think about the moment in time when God decided to reveal himself. And you can think of a lot of more stories than what I have up here. I have a few pictures to represent a few. It's not the same lion here that looks so peaceful. But think of all the times that God waited until the very last moment to reveal himself. And think about all the times that maybe we missed the opportunity. Because we allowed something to come in the way to take us away from that moment where God's light could shine the most. Because that is the ultimate purpose, God's light shining through us. He is our light and our salvation. But we think about Daniel in the lion's den, and Daniel did everything right. And yet he still had to go in the lion's den. And it wasn't that they just took him out of the lion's den. He didn't have a secret pathway through. He had to sleep next to lions the whole night. And yes, their mouths were closed, but would you have done that and sat there and slept? Or would you have thought, their mouths will open right back up here soon and I'm going to get eaten? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, as they're going into the fiery furnace, and people are burning as they're pushing them in. And yet they went in with faith until the last moment. The Red Sea is opening up as the people of Egypt are bearing down on the children of Israel. And there's a pillar of fire, and then it's gone, and all of a sudden the Red Sea's open up, and there's a pathway through. The last moment. That when no one would face Goliath, that David, the little shepherd, took his stone, and Goliath didn't just fall over, he had to pull it back, and he had to shoot it. And he hit him right in the forehead. What? How? By the name of God, I come before you. How many times have we had that opportunity to allow God's light to shine? And we allowed fears, anxieties, worries, whatever it may be, to come in the middle, to wedge in the middle. And yet God had a plan to reveal himself in the most powerful way possible. I don't say that to make us feel bad. I say that because I want us to sit there and think about that and say, I can do it. I can face the fears I have. I can face the anxieties I have. I can face the worries I have because I have God and Jesus Christ on my side. I have a promise of a future and a hope with Jesus Christ. I have a promise of a kingdom that will come, and I know that it will because every year God reminds me and I get fired up and it's something different. In Romans 15 and verse 13, it says, may the God of hope, because he is a God of hope. He's a God that has allowed this world to reveal itself in the way it will reveal itself in hate and evil around us. But he is a God of hope that wants us to focus on not the present, but the future. May he fill you with all joy and peace. Joy and peace. Can you live your life with joy and peace now, understanding what we know will come to pass as you trust in him? Thy kingdom come, so that you may overflow with the power of the Holy Spirit, with hope. We aren't supposed to just be getting by. We're to be overflowing, overflowingly zealous for the kingdom of God to come to pass. That we're excited about it. We talk about it. We reflect on it. We think about it daily, that these fears, these anxieties, these worries, these stresses that will come, we push through them with all hope, knowing that Christ, that God the Father, will bring us joy and peace now and forevermore. Thank you all for coming today. I hope you got something out of it. We'll have services here starting in about 10 minutes.